Hey everyone, Asher Blake here. Welcome back to Mental Toolbox, your daily dose of real talk about executive dysfunction and how to navigate life with that extra layer of mental complexity. Today we're diving deep into something crucial, prioritizing self-care for mental health. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh great, another podcast telling me to meditate and drink green smoothies, hear me out. This isn't about trendy wellness rituals or unrealistic expectations. This is about acknowledging that taking care of your mental well-being isn't selfish. It's essential for functioning effectively in a world that often feels like it's running at warp speed. So, buckle up, because here are 5 key takeaways to help you prioritize self-care like a boss. First off, understand this. Self-care isn't one size fits all. It's not about finding the perfect routine or ticking off a checklist of activities. It's about figuring out what truly recharges your batteries and brings you joy. Think about it. What are those little things that make you feel good? Maybe it's taking a hot bath, reading a captivating book, going for a walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, or simply having some quiet time to recharge. Remember, what energizes one person might drain another. So, ditch the pressure of societal expectations and focus on discovering what feels genuinely nourishing for you. Next up, schedule it in. I know, you're probably thinking, Asher, I barely have time to brush my teeth, let alone schedule self-care. But hear me out, think of it like any other important appointment. Block out time in your calendar dedicated to yourself, even if it's just 15 minutes a day. You wouldn't skip a doctor's appointment or an important meeting, right? Treat your mental well-being with the same level of respect. Now, let's talk about boundaries. This is crucial, especially when dealing with executive dysfunction. Learning to say no to things that drain your energy and overextend you can be a game changer. It's not selfish, it's self-preservation. Imagine trying to run a marathon on an empty tank, not going to end well. Remember, protecting your mental space allows you to show up fully in the areas that truly matter to you. Next level, be kind to yourself. Seriously, this one is non-negotiable. We're all human, and we're all going to have days where we struggle. Don't beat yourself up over it. Instead, acknowledge those feelings, practice some self-compassion, and give yourself the grace to start fresh tomorrow. Remember, progress isn't linear. It's a journey with its ups and downs. Finally, don't underestimate the power of seeking support. If you're feeling overwhelmed or struggling, remember that you don't have to go through this alone. Reach out to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or join a support group. Sharing your experiences and connecting with others who understand can be incredibly empowering. Okay, let's bring this home with a real-world example. Picture this. You've got a mountain of work to do, deadlines looming like hungry wolves, and your brain feels like it's running on fumes. Ever felt that? The pressure is mounting, you're tempted to push through the fatigue, and suddenly self-care seems like the last thing on your mind. But here's the catch. Pushing yourself to exhaustion isn't sustainable. You need to fuel your mental engine to keep going. So, instead of ignoring those red flags, how about taking a 15-minute break? Go for a quick walk, listen to an uplifting song, or simply close your eyes and breathe deeply. That little pause can help you recharge, regain focus, and tackle those tasks with renewed energy. See? Self-care isn't just a fluffy concept. It's a practical tool for navigating the challenges of everyday life. Remember, prioritizing your mental well-being is an investment in yourself, one that pays dividends in every aspect of your life. So, what are you waiting for? Take action today. Schedule that 15-minute break, listen to that favorite song, or call a friend. You deserve it. And remember, keep those tools sharpened and join me tomorrow for another dose of Mental Toolbox wisdom. Until then, stay strong, stay awesome, and never underestimate the power of self-care.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.